Fife fans, welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where a couple of friends talk about anything and everything that takes our interest, putting their world to rights. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Don't call your podcast a cockpast. Which you did about 10 seconds ago.
Don't know what you're on about, mate.
Fife's premier cockpast.
Cock paste, maybe I'd understand. But yeah.
Genuine vomit in my mouth there, Mark.
Nope. See, all due to the edit, I don't know what you're on about at all.
No, nothing. It's my problem, right?
Yeah, it's your problem, yeah. I said podcast. I said podcast, and that's what happened. There was nothing else going on.
Yeah.
So...
Cockfast.
Does somebody actually want to tell me what the first rule of Fife Club is?
Talk about us, just politely. Don't be rude.
Yeah, that's much better than we deserve.
Yeah. Definitely. Sound advice.
Pretty sensitive, guys.
I know, do you know what? If you've nothing nice to say, just don't say anything at all, and that's absolutely fine.
And still share us.
Yeah, because sometimes we can have bad days too.
Yeah.
We're not heartless and made of granite. We've got feelings. Michael's got his little bit, got his diary like Doug, and writes down everything in his journal.
He's a reflective soul, you know. He's a man of the world, and he's. Think about this.
I see like one bad comment on the Fife Club podcast and I ruminate about it for weeks. What could I have done better?
What was Doug's band called?
The Beats.
The Beats, yeah, it was.
Yeah, the Beats, yeah.
And they had a song called Killer Tofu.
Cool, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Who is Doug?
Doug?
We went to school with Doug.
Oh, they didn't have TV.
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't, actually.
We went to school. What are you talking about?
Went to school? It was a cartoon that was on TV called Doug, and it was all about like this.
Oh, we were.
Kind of
was
school.
It on ITV? We did
Channel
have a TV,
4?
To be fair, but we only watched BBC.
Oh, right.
I think
okay.
It was Channel 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it was Channel 4.
Oh, yeah. No, we wouldn't have been allowed to watch that because sometimes there was nudity on there.
Not in Doug.
Not in Doug, no.
You can't risk it, though, Mark. You can't risk it.
Nah, that's true.
They all had green faces, did they not? Or some of them did.
Yeah, some of them.
Roger did.
His best friend did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
What was the girlfriend called again?
She had an orange face.
Yeah.
It was very multicultural by all sounds.
Well, of a sort, yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to call her orange face.
Look, that was an act that they did in the cinema back a long time ago.
It was acceptable then.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been, but it was.
No, I know, yeah.
Yeah. So, on the mics with my good self, Kutch, tonight is a guy that's here. He's let us host tonight. I've set up my fancy studio now here. It's Mark.
Delighted to be on your cockpast tonight.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, glad that I had to bring my own laptop and my own batteries this evening as well as the
table.
And
actually, your own house, Mark. You brought your own house.
Exactly.
That's what happens when you're host.
Yeah, fair enough.
And across
good to be back, though.
Across from him isn't Jamie, because he's not here this week. He's the one that decided to just cop out on us. Fucking cop out. Yeah. It's, again, returning for the second time in succession. It's B.
Hello?
Whey!
It's such a pleasure being here, Kutch, to see how easy it is to set up a podcast.
I think you'll find it's a cock past.
The cock
or is that the time?
Oh, fuck. It's going to be one of these episodes.
All you need is you just turn it on. Press record. Press play. Done. Easy.
No problem.
That's all that happened. I just came in, turned it all on. It's fine.
You've been in my dining room for 11 hours setting this thing up.
To be fair, I thought you were quite early. I was expecting at least a 9:45 type situation.
Yeah, no, we got fed quite quickly tonight, so that was...
No, not because of that, just because you faff, cut.
No, fuck you.
You do.
Fuck you.
You can't deny that, mate. You've literally been several hours late for things before.
Not my fault.
Christmas dinner, yeah.
Not my fault.
Yes, Christmas dinner.
You will literally never
that
be
was
like,
20 year
that.
Ago.
Doesn't matter, and it wasn't 20 because we're not that old.
It's not far off.
It's about 15, okay? So shut
18
up.
18, maybe.
No, it's not 18. Is it?
I think that was like, well...
No.
We weren't 20. Oh, we were, because I was with that boyfriend. We were that age. Oh, dear.
See? See, not far away anyway. Anyway, enough about us getting old.
Can I just point out that 20 plus 18 makes 38?
Yes.
And none of us are 38.
Well, not yet.
Not far yet. Away, though.
Yeah. 36 very soon.
Yeah, very soon. Imminently 36.
A lot of birthdays in the podcast.
15 years. I was, okay.
I am a ball here away from 36.
You are.
Minch here.
So, a minch here away. Lovely. So, just might as well finish this off. Coming to us all the way from Stornoway, the other voice that you hear, it's our Liz.
Hello.
Sorry, what?
It's Lizzie.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Storming in all the way from the Western Isles. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, Skyping it up with us tonight because, yeah, we're a foursome.
Because I finished my assignment and I'm really fucking excited.
What are you doing on this fine bank holiday, Lizzie? Are you allowed to do anything or does God forbid on the Western Isles?
I'm getting on the ferry at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I don't know what God does or doesn't allow me to do, but I shall be on the mainland tomorrow. It's very exciting.
Good.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to visit the singular parental, obviously. We're going tomorrow. I would say this. I'm going to a football match.
You're doing a what?
You're doing a what now? Yeah,
I know. I think the last time I went to a football match, I must have been about 12, maybe younger. But tomorrow I am going to see Inverness Cali Thistle and Dunfermline play in Inverness.
Good.
That will actually probably be an all right match as well.
Yeah, that will be good.
And of course, you'll have your mum who'll be swearing like a trooper at the side of you.
Exactly. Yeah. So I told my mum about that part of the podcast because my mother is not a listener, which is, you know, for all of our benefits.
Uh-huh. For the best.
Yes, it really is. Yeah. And I told my mum about how Maggie had said that basically the only reason why my mother goes to the football is to swear and nobody will find out. My mother's really offended. I would like to point out to my darling sister, who I presume will listen to this at some point, you fucking denied it. She showed you your face and you said you never said that. And you definitely did.
We've got it recorded.
And also, I don't know what you're talking about. Your mom swears all the time. Yes. Like a sailor on shore leave.
Well, yeah, I mean, she totally denied it because she knows my mum doesn't know how to find it. So now my mum, this poor mother, thinks tomorrow at the football that she's like, I'm going to try very hard not to swear. I'll let you know how that goes.
I went to watch Dunfermline last week. Believe me, she'll be swearing.
Well, this is the thing. I have no idea what I'm going to. I don't know. I don't even know the etiquette. Well, not since, yeah, like I say, I was a little kid. So far, all I know from speaking to people is that I need to wear a lot of clothes, probably a hat. And
especially at ICT's ground.
Yeah.
And that's what you can't take a pint in with me.
No.
But you can get a Bovril at half time.
Yeah.
I can't drink Bovril. I don't think that's vegan.
No, it's totally vegan. Bovril's the most vegan of drinks you could have. Believe
is it
me.
Not actually, if they sell it in Aldi, it's called beefy drink.
It's just
beef flavour.
Yeah, it's just thin gravy. It's basically all it is.
It's like beef crisps. It's not.
I bet you literally cannot get a cup of tea without milk in it. Like, that's not even possible.
No, you can get. You've got to add in your own milk through, like, those tiny, really pointless little sachets.
Yeah, those tubes.
God.
Right, okay, so I can get tea. I will be taking my own cup, of course. I presume that'll be all right.
What is the eco-etiquette at a football game? I mean,
I don't think you'll get searched at Cali this.
I mean, apparently we're at a point where we could have our first openly gay football player.
Can I take an alcohol in my keep cup? Because that's the point of me taking a cup with me, is that it will be full of gin.
Yeah, did you not see this? The CEO of Hibs was saying that Scottish football was at a point where they could have their first openly gay football player.
Yeah, they totally could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think they could have somebody take their own cup to a football game?
Full of gin. You're going to be the first one of us to have a football-related arrest.
At the first football game in my adult life. Apart from, no, that's not true. I did once go and see Lochs play West Side, but I don't know if that counts. They're very good up here with their football, apparently, but that was outside. There weren't any stands or anything.
No, you were standing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but they, I believe football grounds these days all have seats.
But no.
No, not all. No. But you will at Inverness Cali Thistle and their Lego Stadium. sorry,
I've only ever seen it because I've driven past it, obviously, a lot of times as I've come off the Keswick Bridge. Mm-hmm. But I've never... Oh, no, that's not... Last year, I went to a really good car boot sale in the grounds in the car park and I made £320.
Car boot sales? Wow, nice. they still happen.
Yeah.
It was so good. I was like totally badass in it. There were all these guys. So we turned up, you have to get there at like 8:30 in the morning or something. And we had a lot of like tools and stuff that I was selling. And it's full of, like, you're trying to set up your stand. You know, I was trying to put a nice aesthetic into there. And there were these guys like basically just coming over and raking through my stuff. I was like, mate, wait, I need to lay this out neatly. I haven't even decided how much I'm charging per spanner yet. And they were really like, I was like, no, back off. I'm working my thing. And then I had a couple of things, like I had a generator, you know, generator, makes electricity.
Hi.
And I had done a bit just of Google research. And I think my dad, to be fair, had bought that generator in Lidl for about £25. But I'd done a bit of research and I was like, well, I'm going to start at £100 on this thing. Obviously not going to take that much, but I'm good at a barter. And this guy, literally, he was obviously some kind of dealer, kept coming over every like half hour on this car boot sale and saying, how much do you want for that? And I was like, well, I've told you how much I want for that. And he was like, nah, that's ridiculous, love. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. You don't have to buy it then. Because he never actually made me an offer at any point. And then it was about 20 minutes before the end and he came over and he was like, I'll give you 80. I was like, yeah, that's fine. Cheers, mate. Fair. Like, honestly, I think it was bought for £20 out of Lidl.
I thought car boot sales just disappeared, like with Gumtree and eBay.
No. Car boot sales are still massive.
What are those like, other
They're
ones?
They're great fun.
Craigslist. What's it closed on? Spock or something.
Spock.
All these apps just for local and Facebook marketplace and stuff. But
no, that still happens. But people love a good car boot sale, especially like your antique side of things and that. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovejoy over here loves it.
Yeah. a good car boot sale. Did you go to the Inverkeithen one?
No, I haven't been to Inverkeithen.
Down at the
park and ride.
Yeah, the car park.
Is it?
The train station. Yeah, there's one there. Or the Greenside. Have you been to the Greenside?
I have been to the Greenside, yeah.
I've not been there for a long time, but that's usually where the money's made.
Where's that?
It's also where it's fucking mental.
Yeah. In Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Like
Bottom of Lothian Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the posh car boot sale.
It's not even possible.
You can probably
it's just huge and mental.
Far, I presume.
Yeah.
Always really busy. Yeah.
Well, I was going to bring something up, and since you're outdoors this weekend, Lizzie, it was a weather-related one.
All right.
And not that we are getting Arctic winds over the weekend, which we are getting. No, something that made me laugh today was not what actually happened, because that's quite tragic. But there was a cyclone today in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
That is not funny, and I'm sorry to anyone who was involved. But the cyclone's name is spelled F-A-N-I.
Funny.
That's really funny.
And listening to, because I was in the car all day today, so I was listening to Radio Scotland, and they obviously get the news bulletin put in front of them. Uh-huh. They're reading it, and it's like, and cyclone in Southeast Asia, cyclone, which hit the southern part of the continent. Like every single one of them paused before they tried to say anything or try not to laugh. Eventually, towards the end of the day, they'd worked out that it was pronounced Fonny.
Fonny. So,
like by the end of the day, it was like, and cyclone.
Oh, I was going to say.
Fonny.
It still sounds like it. Fonny.
Fonny. Check it, that's Fonny.
Elizabeth?
I think I might have gone with a cyclone Fanai.
Yeah,
Fanai. Yeah. It's the Fanai cyclone. Yeah, the Fanny. That's brilliant.
But yeah, the cyclone Fanai, I think, would work better for me.
The thing about the fanny cyclone is it comes back every month. Tim, your waiter, I'm here all week.
Oh my God.
There's your mother-in-law.
There's nothing funny about that, mate.
No, you're right.
here.
Funny.
Bitty, do you want to break that joke down?
I can explain it, yeah.
Yeah.
Meta comedy.
That's
what else did you have on our list of things to funny things that come? Oh, I had a headline to share with you. I had a lovely newspaper headline that I thought was quite amusing this week.
It was a courtesy of the Daily Mail, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So apologies for source.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Definitely best headline.
This is an absolute beauty. Former Freemason, 51, found drunk and naked inside a huge pipe organ with a toy gun and remote-controlled police car. Says he got lost while trying to hand out cheeseburgers to the homeless. And I'm thinking, I've been there, mate.
I would like to be his friend. I want to get the story. I just want to know what happened exactly. Word for word. I think it would be worth it.
It's that sort of like, oh yeah, I tripped and fell up and ended up inside a pipe organ. Like, how? How?
Well, how do you even get in a pipe organ? How is that even possible? Like, physically, how do you get in there?
I think you can get in the back. I think
probably could get
stuff, but how did he get in
there? But they're pipes!
And why would they need cheeseburgers? That's like that bit when, like, you see these programs on A&E, then there's the sheepish looking guy. And then you see the like x-ray and there's like something stuck inside him. And it's like, and sir, how did you get that hamster and its balls stuck inside your anus? Oh, I accidentally tripped and fell on it.
Yeah, it's that kind of bit.
Did you also accidentally trip and fall in the lube first? As well?
And the pipe.
Yeah.
And Richard Gere.
Yeah. And the hamster lure that you put up there.
Speaking of things digested, on Reddit, a man who accidentally swallowed his AirPod, you know, the little ear, like wireless earphones, found that it still worked after passing through his digestive system. The battery was still at 41%. It's like I just stuck them back in. Put it back in.
But then again, I suppose they are waterproof, aren't they?
How do you swallow something like that, though?
They're quite small. I could actually see how...
Like, you would be amazed what people can think
about. If you think about, like, how small those are.
Yeah, but...
They're not that big, right?
What's this thing in my mouth? I'll probably just swallow it and forget all about it.
It's not so much that. It could have been, like, accidental. Let's say you were doing something, you've taken it out, and although this is rank and it makes me, like...
Hard?
No, want to be sick. Not hard.
Why are you aroused?
But, like... They pop it in their mouth for a second. Something happens. They cough. They
you have a sneeze.
Hiccup.
Gesundheit.
Aye. And then away, it disappears down your throat.
Jesus.
I could totally see how that could be accidental.
No, right, because can I just explain the process of sneezing from a medical perspective?
Well, what you that, do wasn't, is that wasn't necessary. That wasn't... Right.
It sounds like it's
a but how can you accidentally swallow something?
I once
something.
Swallowed an ear... Pod. No, I didn't. I've never owned one.
I was going to say, you kept that quiet, mate.
And then played music in my stomach.
Can you, like, are they only, do they only fit in one ear or do you get one for each ear?
Eat one for each ear, yeah. Yeah.
And can you,
I think they come in pairs, Mark.
Yeah, they're stereo.
So you could basically hear it going through your entire digestive system with the other one in.
Yeah, they're close enough, yeah. Stay connected.
Oh. It's could you imagine at night and your phone goes off and you can just feel like a dump, dump, dump inside your stomach?
I think they have microphones built in as well.
Yeah, they do.
The worst prank call in the world.
Yeah.
Listen, that's your funny. Gurgling for hours.
The most horrible, like, pocket call you could ever get.
What is this? I can't stop listening to it.
No, please. This is horrific.
Mom, I've got it.
Would it come as out or is covered in a nugget? Sorry.
Sweet corn.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to use that again, surely, are you?
Do you know what, though? Can I just say, are they not really expensive?
Yep.
They're about, what, £100 a go or something?
Right. Close to 200, I think. Let's be honest about this. The thing is, it's not like you've picked out of, like, a dog poo. It is your own feces, which only contains bacteria that is present within your own body anyway, albeit a slightly different area of it. You just give it a good old clean, wouldn't you? And then
just a wipe with a tissue.
Yeah, just a wee rub it on your jumper, put it back in your ear.
You'd be fine. I'm sitting on the bus. Guess where this has been. Yeah.
Some guy just looking at you. Like, there's some guy looking at you and you don't know why. And you're going to suddenly wonder, can he smell
Joby
that?
It's like,
can he smell that?
It's like the thing in Mallrats, the stink pam.
Yeah.
It's like the smell that never goes away. you've just got a shitty smelling ear.
He definitely used it because the battery was still at 41%. So he's obviously went, I might need to charge this. So it's into my digestive system. So, I don't need to. He's popped it straight back in.
Oh, it's the sifting through looking for it as well, though. Or do you think he would just notice as it came out?
For gold.
I think he's chop it up with a knife.
Oh, that's so great.
The thing is, different people have a different transit time. So how would you know how long to be looking?
Well, that's it. You're just going to have to be constantly
like,
checking.
Are you going to look in your first defecation after it happened? Or are you going to wait for like 3 or 4? I mean, it depends how regular you are.
You might have to set up some kind of trap apparatus in the toilet as well.
Oh, no, you just need to get one of those toilets that they have in the airports. For people who've ingested drugs.
Oh,
they're
right.
Like a glass toilet.
Oh, right. So you can see what's going through.
Oh, airports.
Yeah.
Yeah, airports. Yeah. Or in, I think probably police cells have them as well. Yeah, and it's like an actual glass.
I got myself arrested. Can I stay here for 2 or 3 days, mate?
I've eaten some really expensive tech.
This guy's shitting a lot.
I've got a lot of cocaine in my belly right now. Yeah. I thought you should just know.
Yeah. Right. Luckily, it's okay.
Luckily, put the cocaine in his ear thing.
It's waterproof, it's fine.
Oh man, that is rank.
In my line of work, we do have people, patients, service users, whatever you want to call them, who come to us and say, I have swallowed my crown, I've swallowed my denture, whole dentures sometimes.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. And they're like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm like, well, mate, basically, yes. And they're like, oh, but is it, am I not going to, everyone's like, no, you're not. You're just going to put, I mean, to be fair, a whole denture, you'd probably tell them to go and have a wee chest x-ray. But no. And then they're like, if somebody swallowed a big chunk of gold, that's like £300-400 worth of dental work. You do cement them back in.
Literally shitting teeth.
Yes.
Shitting gold.
Yes, absolutely. The most worthwhile shite you've ever had.
Literally panning for gold.
Yeah. Is that worth rummaging through your shite for?
Yes, it is. Yes, absolutely. Yes,
it is.
And I knew that that joke would come around full circle. Well.
Oh, man. That's lovely.
Well, I thought... in preparation for coming on tonight, because, I don't come on very often, so I do prep. When I say that, I mean, whilst Mark's been talking, I've been looking up stuff on Google.
While Mark's been looking up stuff on Google, Lizzie's been looking up stuff on Google.
I have not been looking up anything. This gold just comes right from my head.
Well, I thought, funny local news stories, I'll have a wee look. Mm-hmm. Went on my local Heb News. Yeah, so what they have in Heb News is, like headlines, obviously, and you click on them and it takes you to the whole story. Unfortunately, there are no funny stories. However, there are headlines, which when you go to read the whole story only has 4 more words.
Ah, local news.
Yeah. The first one says, Islander injured in car crash, which obviously is not a funny story.
No.
And then in the story, they've just added a 25-year-old Islander was badly injured in car crash. That's the whole story.
Some journalists are just phoning this in, really, aren't they?
To be honest, head news, you're lucky if it's spelt right. honestly, some of the things you're just like, really, what did that say? Oh, taxi robbery released on bail. Yes, a Lewis man has been accused of robbing a taxi and has been released on bail. That's the story.
That is the story.
But also, like, surely you all know each other as well.
And I was going to say, yeah, what about that one taxi?
Yeah. I have to say, I hadn't heard of a taxi being robbed, which is weird. Because
how many taxis are there? Really?
Oh, loads of taxis. Yeah, because if folk are coming for a night out, the taxi drivers make a blooming fortune here. Yeah, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Like, people will literally get a taxi to Harris, like, after a night out. Yeah,
I could see that. And then,
I think that's weird, but now, when
are taxis dear, or...
Yes.
Everything's expensive.
Well, actually, I don't know for definite, because I've never actually gotten one myself, I don't think. Well, no, maybe we have, when I've been at other people's houses. But yeah, they are more dear than they would be on the mainland, because... Right. Because they can be.
Yeah.
But there are loads. But, like, yeah, if you... And people go for sessions as well. It's really weird. You'll have a night out and then you'll go to someone's house for a session. Fine. But they'll go to, like, Ness for a session, which is, like, 20 miles away.
Yeah, miles and miles away.
That'd be and then it's 6 o'clock in the morning and everybody's like, how am I going to get home?
It's like heading to Livingston for a sesh after a night out. That's fucking mental.
Yeah. I think all the times that we used to go out in town when we were youngsters, I used to get a taxi home.
Yeah, and you like, lived really far away.
You did, that's true.
I would pay 20 quid for a taxi home after a night out.
I pay 20 quid now for a taxi home on a night out.
No, but then sometimes if we'd been for our Friday night, remember a Friday night session in the ballroom where you paid a tenner to get in and it was all you could drink?
Yep,
I spent
the ballroom.
Twice as much on getting home as I did
drinking in the ballroom.
Yeah.
Those were the days where you tried to see if you could drink it. As much as £10 wholesale and more to beat them.
And you could only get like...
and make sure they went out of business.
And it worked.
You could get like a pint of Tennent's or a Blue Wicked. And I think that was a bit... Oh, no, an Apple VK.
You could get Grant's Vodka. you could get Grant's Whiskey.
There's a theme here.
And Jim Beam at the time, because that was your budget...
I could happily drink Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Bim Jim. I've got the same thing you've got now. Oh, God.
No. Is it like my cock pass? Yeah. Bim Jim and cock pass.
Yeah, just less salty.
I never went to Beat the Ballroom, but I thought it was they just gave you a plastic
They gave
pint.
You, yeah, you got a pint.
Right, okay.
It wasn't even a pint. I think it was a half pint you got, half pint glass. And it was like Carlin and...
Did we?
Carlin and Strongbow. Yeah,
I just used to drink bottles.
No, you used to get a glass. You used to get a glass, well, and they just filled the glass, and like all your bottles got put in the glass, and it was like a half pint glass.
Okay.
Oh, they entered the bottle into the right. Okay.
And it was the same glass all night, same cup all night. But yeah, it was something like you had to have 30 shots or 25 shots or something like that to hit the £10.
It
was doable. You were wrecked, absolutely. Oh. Steamboats by the end of it. But so long as you were putting the ballroom out of business, then...
and as Pete said, they managed it.
Yeah, we did. Well done. Yeah. Just took several years.
And now we have fusion cuisine.
The fusion cuisine in there, yeah. For anybody who doesn't know...
How is it? Have you been to Sampo? I haven't had the opportunity.
No, we haven't been. I was just saying, for anybody that doesn't know, we're talking about one of our local clubs. The ballroom, which is now closed down.
Can we use the term establishment?
Establishment, yeah. It's now closed down.
Den
and
of
Ill Repute. It is a world fusion buffet called the Kinema, which none of us
have
been
to. I had a lot of formative experiences in the ballroom. You know, there's been important parts of my life in there.
It was a sad state of affairs.
It's sad that these days you can't. You can if you want, but do you not remember, like, you used to go to the clubs and you had to dress up, and because you were only 16, you didn't have, like, dress trousers.
Yeah.
You wore your school trousers. And your school shoes. And then you thought you looked really grown up.
Oh, yeah.
The bouncers must be pissed. Oh, this guy is 16 because he's wearing his pod school shoes. Yeah. And his kickers. Yeah. School shoes. He's even left his school tie on.
Yeah.
He's got his turret bottoms on. TCC.
TCC the bomb. Is it Turret Clothing Company?
Yep, the Turret Clothing Company.
Oh, the TCC.
Yeah, I used to have a black jacket with a tartan lining from the TCC. And now, Meg's boyfriend often wears a black jacket with a tartan lining, and I'm fairly certain it's from the TCC.
From the TCC, probably.
But I don't think they had them in Shetland, so maybe not.
It was maybe second hand, you know.
Yeah, it'll be vintage.
When we sent all that stuff to the third world, it's Shetland.
Yeah. Despite the fact they've got all the money.
Yeah. All the money, but not using any of it.
They're just basically the Scrooge McDuck
island. Yeah. Yep. They've got all the swimming pools, but Craig still can't swim. So.
We can beat him in water.
I don't know. Probably not, realistically.
So. I'm going to the cinema on Sunday, and I'm generally afraid of having flashbacks when I walk in. I can vaguely remember you walked in, and there was like, stairs. The toilets were on the left.
Yeah. And the cloakroom.
The cloakroom was on the left as well. And then the right, there were some stairs. There seemed to be stairs everywhere.
Yeah.
I suppose when you're that young and that drunk, there just seems to be this maze of stairs.
And then you would go into this big, wide open.
Yeah, you would ascend the magical staircase.
Into a sweat hole. Yeah. Just a vacuum of sweat.
And all the seats were like around the edges, and then the big bar in the middle, and then
back. And the white seats that were all around the back of the bar, which is where you used to go if you were doing things that you did in the ballroom. And those white seats, if you ever saw them when the lights came on, were actually bright orange from tan.
I was just thinking also you would go in and the first thing that would hit you would be like Tiesto or Sash. Pounding away.
The smell of like...
Links
mixed with Smirnoff Ice.
And CK1 for the posh folk. They were wearing CK1.
There was so little CK1. It was mostly Lynx Africa.
I'll come back on and
give a review. You could be our Jay Rayner.
I just thought like when they bought that place open, they bought the place over and obviously got the keys and locked it. What was the smell like?
It would be like the fucking Lost Temple of Doom.
Best
in
the ballroom. The ballroom hadn't been cleaned in like 10 years. And it's just the smell.
There's a skeleton still winching. Or some folk that have been stuck to the floor for like 10 years.
So I just think they've gone about with an old flashlight as well. Like a tomb. Orange seats.
I wonder if there was like traps as well though, like as they walked through it, you know, like old bottles fell off and fell onto them, or you know, I don't know.
I reckon
STDs
like,
firing out the walls.
My memories of the ballroom were that it was big, like I remember it was really big, but I actually think if we went into that space now, we'd be like, this is not big. It's like that time when we were
kids. It was big enough for Idlewild to have an alright gig in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Idlewild? Yeah. Played at the ballroom?
Yeah.
How many years ago?
Did they?
Oh, that was after their third last album.
It would have been 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was just before they broke up.
I was 26 because I was learning to drive. Because I totally forgot I had a driving lesson the next day and got absolutely mortal.
Oh, God,
I had to phone my driving instructor. I'm not well.
I remember that there was two people very close to everybody in this podcast that had an adventure that night.
I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
moving swiftly on.
But
okay, I don't know that story.
Yeah, we don't have much content. Let's elaborate more on this.
We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah. Right, okay, fine.
It's an off air one. But we are getting a new culinary adventure in Dunfermline.
We are, yeah.
We are. I saw that today.
Yeah.
What do you say? You are.
I know. Sorry.
You live on the islands. Yeah.
I know.
You probably already.
Sorry, I got excited there. I was like, sushi. Oh no.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you not have sushi on the island?
Well, if I make it myself, would you?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Dunfermline's getting its first sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
About fucking time. Kirkcaldy had one before us.
Yeah, which is an outrage.
But the best part is cheese sushi. No, not okay.
No, that's not okay. However, it is the Kirkcaldy store that's coming to Dunfermline. How dare they?
No.
How dare they? But hey, they're going to bring a new restaurant into the town.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. I mean,
quite exciting.
Bear in mind that Dunfermline is city centre is probably the only place I've ever seen a McDonald's close down. So, you know, things bode really well for that sushi restaurant.
Oh, dear. Do we think there is the market for a sushi restaurant in Dunfermline?
I think so.
I think there is.
Yeah, no, I think there definitely is.
Maybe 10 years ago, definitely not. But, like, well, just the number of people living here now.
Yeah, the number of people here who've just basically been priced out of Edinburgh.
I think there's been things like Doom opening up, the game where you go and kill zombie. No,
with a chainsaw.
The Indian on the Neuro.
With the one with the swings.
With the swings and stuff.
It's still not been in there?
No, but it seems to be a little bit fancy.
Sorry,
it has
swings.
Yeah, it's got swing seats and tables.
I would definitely vomit.
Yeah.
Why would you want to move whilst you're eating?
No idea. We went in to try it just after they opened, and they were just like, we've got some seats up here on the swing seats, and we're just like, nope. And there seemed to be a queue of people like clamoring to sit on the swing seats.
So they can take selfies and get
like... Oh, nah, it's just like, that's one way to make sure your dinner goes over yourself.
Yeah.
I know.
I would definitely stack myself on that.
And there's no like back support. I mean, we're getting on a bit. I need back support.
Very true. Very true. I had to get a cushion in just now, yeah.
God, we're all so...
I know, I've made
old.
The terrible error of sitting at my dining room table to do this podcast. I'm going to have a proper numb arse. I may need to move upstairs to the comfy seat.
Lovely. Lovely.
No, it's an age issue, isn't it?
It is. Right. So, what else were we going to talk about? Oh, I know. There's been a little bit of a scandal in the athletics world.
There has indeed, yeah.
I actually don't know a lot about it.
I know nothing about this at all.
Well, I'm going to try and paraphrase it then and see if I can do a decent job of this without sounding like either a bigot or actually probably a bigot. Yeah,
it's your MO.
It's not. That's the problem. So Caster Semenya is like a record-breaking athlete from South Africa, I'm pretty sure. She competes in women's events, women's athletics events. I think it's 800 meters. Mm-hmm. I think she's world champion. Anyway, she is astonishingly good and basically rips the absolute hole out of everybody else in the field. Now, there's been a lot of challenge to her competing because she has like an elevated testosterone level. So people are saying that, does that give you a huge biological advantage, which makes you more akin to male athletes than it is to female athletes? She's basically in that slightly intersex kind of category.
Yeah.
And that's
so the term is hyperandrogenism is what she's been diagnosed with.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No.
So good medical
intersex
knowledge.
There's a difference in the diagnosis. I'll let you finish, but then I'll talk you through that.
No, you go. You crack on. Yeah.
So I think the argument that a lot of people are having is, well, I think it comes on a lot of levels. First of all, she is exceptionally good at her sport because of a genetic mutation. But I think it could be quite clear that all elite athletes have a genetic mutation. Otherwise, we could all do that. Mm-hmm. Do you know, the likes of Usain Bolt have a genetic predisposition to run really, really fucking fast.
Yeah. So it's like my dad. Like, oh, if I had that genetic mutation, I could totally take him.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. There's obviously a huge amount of training involved.
And skill and stuff. But I think I get what you mean.
Yeah, basically, elite sport is a competition between, like,
the best
freaks.
The best.
Yeah,
they are basically genetic freaks. Michael Phelps, who won so many swimming things.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Like, absolutely.
His ability to, like his metabolism and everything
that's
off the chart. His hands are like shovels, and he's got giant feet, which make him perfect for propelling through the water.
Yeah.
Ian Thorpe was very similar.
Yeah.
What's interesting is all these people that we have gone straight to name initially now have been male athletes.
That's true.
And nobody says to a male athlete, well, you're genetically mutated and you're too good to compete against the other male athletes, so you're going to have to go and have another category.
Yeah.
So why are we saying to Caster Semenya, who is a woman. It's not even just identifies as a woman. She is a woman.
Yeah.
who suffers from a condition called hyperandrogenism. She's not intersex, she's not transgender, because those two terms are not, and this is a medical definition what I'm giving here, I'm not being offensive or being lacking in acceptance, but intersex and transgender are not medical definitions from a physical perspective. You can be transgender and from a hormone and level have normal hormones of the gender that you were born as, but choose to identify as the other gender. Hyperandrogenism is not that. She's not claiming, she's not choosing to identify differently.
No.
Her hormone levels are different.
Yeah.
But she is a woman. And I think when it comes to sport, that for me is where the line needs to be drawn, is about, are we talking about a medical condition or are we talking about transgender identifying? And I think there probably is a difference there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really, basically, she's just really fucking good.
Yeah,
she's really
fucking
good.
She doesn't look like the other female athletes, and therefore somebody's picked on it.
Yeah,
I think that's absolutely a fair call.
That definitely sounds about right as well.
If a man is very good at something, very good at sprinting, you should be a sprinter.
Yeah,
but then
a sprinter. But again, a woman is very good at sprinting. It's like, there must be something wrong with her.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's the flip side of that as well. Is let's say there was a man that was running and was doing all right, but actually was the flip side and had really low testosterone really high estrogen levels. Would they make him?
Yeah.
Well, no, because the thing is, he would have never have got to that level because he would never have been allowed to. They'd have just said, oh, you're just not very good, mate.
But I suppose what I'm saying is, like, if somehow that happened, do you think it would be a problem? It wouldn't even be talked about. I just don't think would be an issue.
Oh, he's a man, he has to stay with the men.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and so he's got low estrogen. Oh, well, he's doing really well then. Or high estrogen, low testosterone. Oh, go him. Look at him.
Yeah,
what a guy.
He's top of the league of estrogen.
Oh, he's done such a good job.
Yeah.
To be fair, there will be some, I'm trying to think of examples, there will be some disciplines and some sports where actually being really big and heavily muscled is not an advantage.
Yeah. Rock climbing, for example.
Wrestling.
You've still got a high muscle to body fat ratio.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I just think
who
of
was the swimmer steps. Who looked, the female swimmer who looked quite manly? Sharon Davies?
No.
Female swimmers often do. Well, they're not. They don't look manly. They've got broad shoulders.
Yeah, that's it. They're just.
Yeah, it's probably the sport. But, I mean, it's a horrible argument, isn't it?
It's really horrible. And what's weird is, like, there's been always this, like, slight thing about Serena Williams in tennis.
Well, I was going to say,
there's always been, like, a level of murmur of something.
Yeah.
Not that anyone's accusing her of, like, having a different hormone content, for example, or anything like that. It's just people are like, you're just far too good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's like, well.
And it is only a conversation that's had in female sport. It's never a conversation for male sport. The better you are, the better you are in male sport. But the better you get to a point in female sport where somebody goes, hang on.
You need to
why
go up to the better
sugar?
Thing, which is male sport. Because male sport is the pinnacle in the way that they see it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Whereas actually, female sport should absolutely. Serena Williams is probably the greatest athlete of all time.
Oh, absolutely!
Like,
there's
definitely my view. Like, and I think about these things a lot. She's definitely an argument to be the greatest athlete of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she doesn't need to go up to a different sport. She just absolutely fucking annihilated everything in front of her because she's amazing.
Well, these.
Although, then you could argue that she should potentially be given the opportunity to move to another because she's at the pinnacle of hers. So why doesn't she go and play with the men?
Yeah.
But then you could argue that the other way, in the same way I've just said there is nowhere beyond for men to go. So maybe not.
Yeah.
But then it brings into question the whole separating of sport anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And there are definitely multiple levels of sport where there is no need to separate people by gender. I don't mean them all, and I'm not adverse to, I completely understand that there are genetic differences, but there are several sports. I saw an advert on the telly yesterday for
racing
female Grand Prix.
Yep, I was just going to say, the F1 is one of the prime examples, which is mental. There have been two occasions in the last 10 years where there has been a female test driver who should have been driving. Yep.
Yes.
Well, they're doing it. They're calling it the W Week.
They're doing that, and you know what? It's ridiculous, but I think it is a positive step because it will show what...
See, I don't think it is a positive step. I think separating is worse. There shouldn't be no separation.
But I don't think, as a sport, I just don't think it's going to have a female driver in it anytime soon without them.
But it won't.
It's really frustrating. But no, it does. It separates, yeah. And I know what you're saying. I think it's got the potential to showcase that women drivers, racing drivers, are just as good as the men. However.
That has happened in NASCAR.
Yeah, well, it has. Yeah.
NASCAR.
I can see your point, because when these women start racing and they're getting better times than the men,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and that's where the money's going to start going.
But the question is do they put in the same amount of money into the cars? Do they give them
No.
Yeah.
No, they definitely won't.
Because there won't be the advertising behind it. Because there won't be the... And that's where it all falls down. I mean, look at some of the top... women's sports that are coming through just now, women's football, women's rugby, netball.
Yeah.
These are sports that are finally, just finally getting some TV time.
Oh yeah, women's football in particular in the last couple of years mm-hmm. has really broken through. And but it is phenomenal.
At the same time, there's still not enough money in it for it
absolutely. There's very few of them are professional still.
That's it. And mm-hmm. it's mental when... you consider the male equivalents.
But you think about sailing, for example. Like sailing, men and women compete together in sailing all the time. Not at an Olympic level, I believe, but in other races.
Oh, they do in mixed pairs. If you're talking about more than one person on the boat, then they'll do it mixed. And that makes sense, because I think there is, from a sailor's perspective, on dinghy sailing, I think there's a strength difference between men and women. And there's also actually, it took me years to fully accept this in my own head, but there is a difference in terms of, not tactics, but it's definitely evidence-based that men will take a more risky route than a woman will win, because it's a high-risk sport and, you could die. I think when you've got individuals on a boat, it wouldn't be right to race men against women. But when you've got pairs, they do mix them.
Yeah.
In the same as they would mix doubles in tennis. Right.
Wasn't the electric Formula One, wasn't that mixed sex?
Nope.
Was it not?
Mm-mm.
There was something...
Well, NASCAR has had.
NASCAR has definitely had.
Yeah.
Is that still going on right now? Like, there are women NASCAR drivers?
I don't know right now. There was a really famous female NASCAR driver whose name I've totally forgotten. But she was exceptionally good.
I think she did drive them in, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, yeah.
But I mean, there's just no reason not to.
All they are really endurance sports more than anything else. Like, in terms of any kind of athleticism, you just need to be able to...
Mindset.
What's that?
It's more about mindset than physical ability.
Yeah, mindset and endurance. That you've got to sit in a piping hot car for hours,
you basically pee yourself.
Yeah, there's mindset and endurance. I think it's a tough gig, but I don't ever want to say that that's an easy sport in...
You also drive around in a circle all the time, so you've got to watch out about getting dizzy.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to put up with rednecks. It's like...
And you do. You will have one side of your neck considerably more muscly than the other.
Centrifugal force.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're driving, not wanking.
Why is one side of your neck bigger from wanking?
Well, because of the one arm and the one, that whole side of your body.
Wow, that's a vicious wank. If you're using your trapeziate muscles, that's pretty impressive.
His wife's pregnant, let's be honest.
Good point. Heavily, yeah.
Oh dear.
That's like a full cardio workout.
But yeah, like I think to sum up, I would say feel sorry for Castasino.
No, and especially the options that have been laid at our door. Yeah.
The options are horrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific. They're effectively...
It's basically dope.
It's so wrong. Unless they're going to say, put a highest testosterone level on all male athletes as well and say, oh no, sorry, you've got too much testosterone, we're going to effectively chemically castrate you.
Yeah.
It's really, really wrong.
No, it is.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, I don't want to take like advice from like somebody like Paula Radcliffe, who basically had a jobby on the road. Like, I just don't want to hear that, Paula. Like,
or Sebco.
Yeah.
He was out on force yesterday, I noticed.
Nah, he's a little prick.
Fucking Sebco. But yeah. No, it's shit.
Again, man wading in on a comment about a discussion for which he can have no understanding.
Yeah. Oh, but the IAFF or whatever they are want to hold the highest standards of blah, 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 blah.
Of being all male and wearing blazers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And taking bung money from everyone.
Yeah. What they can't cope with is the fact that the highest standards that are in the sport is Caster Semenya.
Yeah.
And that's what they can't cope with because she's the best that they'll ever have. But she must be a man because she's not got boobs. You know.
Yeah,
it's made me very angry, this whole situation, and I think
there was something recently about someone doing a marathon and they had to hold up the women's race because the women were catching up the men's race.
I've heard that as well.
Look,
what?
Yeah, elite women's athletes are ripping the piss out
So essentially, oh, because it's men went first in this thing, it's like 26 mile thing. And then they physically had to stop the women's race because they were catching up with the men who'd started, I think it was 15 minutes earlier. So there's photos of this guy, the steward, stopping the women from racing so that the men can go further on and continue with the race.
And the last thing you want if you're running a marathon is to stop.
Stop, at
any point as well.
Is that from your personal experience, Mark?
Yep. Love marathons.
That's what you were doing while we were away, eh? You were doing marathons every week.
Yep. I've done a 10K before. That's the closest I've been to a marathon. I did that one weekend.
Just
I am not
for shits and giggles.
I'm not built for running, and I don't care. I don't care how cool it is or how you're supposed to be.
Was that around the Glen when you were 12?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, he's taking a huff now.
No, I'm taking a huff.
Huffy huff.
Do you know what, Mark? Some of us aren't built for running, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. If your legs aren't designed for it, your legs aren't designed for it. And I'm one of those people, isn't there?
Yeah. Agreed. I'd rather be strong than able to run for a long time. So yeah, it's fine.
But it's bad for you. It's really bad for you.
Prick. Yeah, I know. Dear.
So what about that Sonic film, eh?
Yes.
Okay. Elizabeth, are you invested in this?
I'm tapping out of this one. I've no idea. I don't care.
Fair enough. So Sonic the Hedgehog, like a beloved computer game from like our early years, formative years.
1992, I think.
1992. Fuck a duck. That's a long time ago.
91, I think. In fact, I think the first Sonic was 91. Yeah.
On some kind of Sega console, the Mega Drive,
Master System, Game Gear, whatever your poison
was.
I think Mega Drive was first, yeah.
Because Beardy had it, so I never had one. So
I think it was exclusively bundled with the first Mega Drive release, yeah. So yeah,
but like it's like an iconic game character. It's like Sega's Super Mario,
yeah.
And like all the way through, there's been like Sonic's much beloved.
Well, that's
now they're making
a
new film out of it.
Well, even after the death of the Sega like consoles, Sonic's the one thing that has survived. You know, it's probably their biggest property.
Still sells.
And the old games sell like fucking nothing else. You know, new phones and consoles, you can always rebuy the games. But yeah, as you say, somebody somewhere decided that this would be a perfect film property. Now, video games in general have had a really great history of, of film adaptions, or not.
Super Mario Brothers was somewhat rubbish. I'm trying to think what other
Street
one.
Fighter.
I will not have anything bad said to me.
Raoul Paul.
No, actually, Street Fighter was terrible. Mortal Kombat was excellent.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat was, yeah.
And when I say excellent, I mean terrible, my excellent.
But yeah, there's just been so many bad game.
They don't make good films. They're meant for gamers, right?
I think some of the Tomb Raider films were a bit fun when they came out, but you know, they weren't perfect adaptions. I think that's maybe the thing. Like when they try to make an adaption direct from a game, that's usually when it falls bits, or they either go the other way and make it so different that it's nothing like the original.
Tomb Raider's not hard though, because it's based on a woman exploring tombs.
Yeah,
you know, that's kind of almost realistic.
Well, I mean, let's talk about probably what is the most like successful game movie franchise, which was the Resident Evil films. How much did they have to do with the actual games in the end?
Oh yeah, they just went way off course.
Yeah, it was, they were, and they were nonsense, but they sold and made some money. So
do you know, if there's one of them on at night, I could quite happily watch it.
Watch a Resident Evil.
Yeah,
I think that's
they're
the thing.
Terrible.
They're pulp popcorn, like just background nonsense. However, yeah, Sonic. Sonic's somebody's decided that that's the perfect property to make a film out of. Now it's been talked about for a while. There was some like posters put up a wee while back where it was like an outline, and already at the outline, folk were like, nah. Then there was a detailed report that came out from the design team behind it, who it was like a preemptive leak almost, that went into talking about the design changes that they made and why they made these design changes, like try to justify it.
Yeah.
Still didn't see a picture of them. And then this trailer dropped, and holy fuck.
I have never seen somebody rewind so quickly on something.
Yeah.
Like, to go, holy shit, everyone hates it, we're going back to the drawing board on this.
Yeah.
Like, literally, public reaction of, like, days is literally, okay,
like,
guys,
2 days.
Hold our hands up, we fucked up.
Yeah, that's it, because today Paramount have been putting out messages saying, yeah, we hear you, we understand this is not what people want, this is not the hero that they've grown up with, we're going back and doing a redesign. Now, this is a film that's already, like, must be, what, if they put a trailer out, 60, 70% complete?
Yeah, yeah, easily.
And they're going to redesign the character, which is, like I say, I've got a lot of a lot of pity for the poor folks at the VFX companies who are going to have to start punting out, like, 100-hour weeks, because it's out, like, what, end of the summer? Something like that? It's...
They'll maybe delay it, because obviously no one was excited for it. So
yeah,
if they delay it, no one's really going to care that much.
So there's a couple
as long
of things.
Make it right, you know?
A couple of things in it. It was one, Sonic looks fucking horrible. Like, weird. Like
his
just...
Eyes, weird.
His eyes, he's like... His weird legs. Like, it's like they've taken a naked teenage boy and stuck a Sonic's, you know, like a Sonic's head on him, but then fucked up Sonic's head.
Not even a teenage boy, just like a 10-year-old.
Aye, like, it's just weird.
Yeah, so they changed his eyes, they changed his shoes, they changed his, you know, the stuff that makes him look different. You know,
yeah, it's like, why, he's a cartoony, comic-y character, why change that? What was the thinking behind it?
But when I think the trailer released, there was like hundreds of people who just went and drew their own designs and went, there we go, that took 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and here's a more up-to-date version of what it should look like.
Yeah.
And that's when they then realised, oh yeah, we could probably do that. So we're going to go back and do that. Like, how much did you spend on designers for this?
Yeah. It's like the justification that came out, and it's like, oh yeah, the eyes didn't look quite right, so we thought we would try and humanise it. It's just like, no, don't. Don't do it. You're just going to make people upset.
The Pikachu movie.
Detective Pikachu, it's coming out, I think.
And apparently that's getting already quite good reviews.
It's supposed to be one of the best video game adaptions yet.
And it looks like a Pikachu with Ryan Reynolds' voice.
Yeah.
So
it's not hard to do.
I know, just do it.
Yeah. But the other thing about this trailer, one, the story looks pretty gish, but two, Jim Carrey. Going back to old school Jim Carrey.
Yeah, nobody needed to see that.
No.
That's dad going to a divorce territory.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks... It's like him doing Ace Ventura all over again.
Yeah, doing an impression of him doing Ace Ventura.
And he's supposed to be playing, like, the big bad Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
And, no. There's also a scene at the end where it's like his most Dr. Robotnik looking, and you can see the bald, like the line of where he's got the bald cap on and everything like that. It's just like, finish your fucking special effects.
Jeez.
This looks like an absolute, like, just fire of a film. Like, I don't know. It should be something that I feel like I should be excited for, but.
It just looks utter. I've never seen anything
now,
like this.
Now, see, this is where some... the bit I was talking about earlier on, where some folk have turned around, who cares, it's just a kid's film. Nah, nah, nah. This needs to be better than what it is if it's just a kids' film. I hate the term just a kids' film because it.
The Harry Potter films were just kids' films, but they're brilliant.
But they're brilliant, yeah. Again, Kubo and the Two Strings. It's a kids' film.
Yep.
But it's not just a kids' film. It's a great fucking film.
The Young Sherlock Holmes.
Where is... Yeah.
One of the finest of all time.
Absolutely. The Goonies.
Yep.
Mm. You know, these are all films which are great. They have great moral messages. They have great storytelling. And then people come along, and if a film's a bit rubbish and it's got animation in it or it's got kids in it, it's a bit rubbish, they go, ah, it's fine. It's just a kids' film. Why does it make it acceptable for a film to be shit if it's for kids? It should be, if anything, it should be the other way around. It should be the highest quality that we're putting out because that's when they're at their most formative decision-making. They can't make decisions necessarily.
Guess who's going to become a parent soon?
It's not even that. It's just...
I know.
It's got guns, yeah.
It's a bit of a high ground, mate, to be honest.
Do your homework, Michael.
The thing is the studio probably hasn't put much money into it because they know it's mostly going to be targeted at kids.
Which, again, is a fucking terrible thing,
kids,
though.
Kids don't have a disposable... But their parents do have the cash.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
I don't think... To me, the film like Sonic is not ever going to be main audience kids. It's going to be folk like you guys who played Sonic when you were kids.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't have seen it, I think. I think I'm just kind of... I don't think I'm going to say that. I grew up playing Sonic.
But then I think that's the problem where somebody thinks this will be a great property to make a film out of because it's so popular. But then who are you aiming the film at? Because who it's popular with, it isn't, yes, it's popular with kids, but it's not just kids. You are looking at something which has like a 35 year like history. You've got people who have been playing that and are now adults, and it's fond nostalgic memories. If you go back and you make a film which is purely aimed at kids, and like, yeah, there's some blue jokes and that, but it doesn't seem to be enough. Like, you've got to find something. You're either making it for a kids and make it a true, genuine, fun
adventure film,
or
you make it really knowing for the adult audience.
That's it. Or you make it dark and gritty, or you make it, you aim it at the right audience instead of trying to do whatever it is they're doing and just missing the mark.
Yeah, I don't really know who their audience is.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think they know who their audience is.
I remember seeing like the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles movie.
Uh-huh.
Like there was a new one was made.
Yeah.
Like I was watching TV and it was like Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. I was like, cool, I'll fire that on. I think I lasted about 90 seconds or something. I was like, no, just not. I think I'll go back to Michael Portillo's Great British Train Journeys.
It's Transformers all over again.
Yeah, of course.
It's Michael Bay did it, didn't it?
Yeah.
But it's actually Michael Portillo.
Michael Bay's Great Train Journeys is a TV program I want to see.
Or Michael Portillo is Optimus Prime. Yes.
A very bright shirt.
Yeah.
Michael Portillo's Transformers.
Everyone in, like, bright garish fluorescent pastel. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be horrendous.
I'm on board.
Yeah. Oh, man. So Sonic, that's an absolute garbage fire. Yeah. Yep. Agreed. Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, fair play to the director. I mean, he's obviously said, you know what, this film is going to be really shit if we release it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's obviously persuaded people who love money, you know, if we make it better, more people are going to see it.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to boycott it at the moment, and the internet is quite a big voice these days. So if the internet says they're going to hate it, I mean, it still probably would have made a decent amount of money, but Paramount obviously went, how do we make more money?
Yeah, or have just shat it about how much they spent versus how much.
We're not going to make this back, so if we just make this tiny little change, we can maybe
make something back. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mad. Mark, do you want to bring us in? Do you remember how to do it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to BBC Radio 4. It's that time again when we visit the desert island of Dix.
I can't even remember the tune now.
No.
No. Fair enough.
I think that was Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
What were you trying? What was that supposed to be, guys? What was
our,
that?
That was our barbershop quartet. Did you not get it?
It was our barbershop quartet of Doug.
Wow. Again, I don't know who Doug is, so, you know.
Yep. Who are you, Killer Tofu?
Mastermind.
Guys, we should sort out an episode of Name That Tune.
Oh, it'd be awful. Right, we are on our island once again, the blasted island. How did we get here?
I don't know. I've never been on the island without Jamie. Weird. Yeah.
How I think we got here in a medium-sized family vehicle.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That sounds apt.
Like some kind of Renault Espace, but a floating Renault Espace.
Yeah, I mean, probably a wee bit higher range. I would maybe go for like an Audi hatchback type situation, given our current topic. But yeah, that type of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, you're right.
That is
see a lot of them. Or a small Range Rover, maybe an Evoque.
Yes, yeah. just a small one.
But you literally can't even put shopping in the back of those things. Anyway, that was a different matter.
If we drove to the island, couldn't we just drive off it and then there wouldn't be any...
Shut up, PA.
Whatever, technicalities. So
the island's in your mind.
Oh, I'm stuck on an island. We'll just but, go back.
Yeah, what happened that we ended up on the island? What happened to the car?
It broke down, and because we're also middle class, we couldn't work out how to fucking fix it. Yeah. And the AA was busy.
Sorry, mate, we're busy.
So we strapped some skidoos to the bottom
of it. That happened to me.
So, what we're going to talk about, we're on the island, we got here somehow.
Jamie's at home trying to set up the podcast. Yeah. It's easy, you just plug it in,
turn it on and talk.
So we've lost
you guys.
Yeah, he's stuck on mainland.
You know how we're here and we're doing this podcast? And
the Cockpast.
The Cockpast, and we're all white, and most of us are men. One of us is questionable. Mark.
Yeah. Right. I just run really quickly.
It's not uncommon for women of a certain age to grow facial hair, okay?
Anyway, we're here. We're mostly, white and, doing a podcast like all white people do.
Yeah, white people do a podcast. How shocking is that? No,
white middle class people do a podcast.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you should say that, Kutch, because a thing happened to me. I heard a story, shall we say, this week that made me think that this would be a really good thing to do for Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah.
So the reason why this idea came to my head was this week, a friend told me a story about somebody they worked with who phoned in sick to work. Mm-hmm. And they phoned in sick because they'd, in their words, had injured their hand. Right. And they weren't able to come into work. And they were like, oh, fair enough, you know, type of job they do, work with their hands and all that kind of stuff. It's fine. And they were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have, you know, it was like, have you been to A&E or whatever? And they were like, no, I think it'll be okay. It's just like, my finger's a bit swollen. And a few days later, they're like, finger's still really swollen. And they were like, I'm definitely going to have to go and see someone with some kind of injury. But they were like, I haven't done anything. I haven't been playing sport or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And went to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And the doctor was like, I think you've got some kind of foreign body, like a scalp or a splinter or something like that. And it wasn't coming away by itself. So they went to the hospital. And they had to actually have like a minor surgical procedure to remove this. And what was wedged in their finger was a splinter from an avocado stone. And I just thought to myself, I have literally never heard of a more middle class affliction. That's better than fucking gout.
Which is just from eating too much lovely cheese. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Too much rich food. No, they had an avocado splinter from which there had been developed an infection, and they had to have a minor surgical procedure to remove it. And I just thought, this is the world's most middle class thing. So tonight, as I came home from work and had a dilemma because I had nothing to dip my pita bread in, so therefore I whipped up some homemade hummus, not a joke, I thought to myself, let's have a wee chat about if you were stuck on our island, what would be the most middle class thing that you would really need to have with you?
Okay. Do you want to start us?
You really need to have.
Yeah.
Do I want to start you? Yeah. Mine is the best of them all. I mean, I am ashamed at this, but it is something I use regularly. I'm bringing my tofu press. I have one. It is very useful because, you know, tofu is a bit watery, particularly if you're using a silken tofu, and you just need to get that fluid out, and then it'll soak up all your lovely marinades and then not fall apart in the pan. Or if you're going to deep fry it, goes nice and crispy. A tofu press is an essential part of my life, and I'm bringing it with me.
Is a tofu press like a sandwich press or more like a trouser press?
Yeah, whatever
press
is it? Or like a Dunfermline press.
Uh-huh. A Dunfermline press.
No. It's like a Tupperware box, right?
Tofu would not work
in
the Dunfermline
press. And then at the bottom, it's got like a rack. And then you put your tofu in, and you put a thing on the top, and you screw it down. It's probably like an instrument of torture from the medieval time.
Okay.
Can
I think
you
use
a cheese toasting machine?
Yeah.
A perfect triangle.
Well, you probably could, but I'm a fucking vegan.
Yeah.
Just don't put cheese in it.
What would you like me to put in a toasty? Toasties are pointless if you don't eat cheese. Fact.
Tofu. Try your tofu in it.
No. You need something melty.
Is this island like a desert island?
What about a George Orwell?
A George Orwell? The George Orwell grill.
I mean a George
Orwell. Really dystopian.
Yeah.
It grills it, but it's just half away from you. Yeah. And then just spies on eating it for the rest of the day.
The thing with the tofu press is, right, it keeps your block at the right shape.
Is it heated?
If you put in something, it's not. It doesn't cook it. It just presses
cool
the fluid
press.
Out.
Right. I need a picture of this.
Is it like for like when you're when you screw down like olives to try and get that olive oil thing?
Yeah.
The cold press.
Right. Or a cider press, but it's just because tofu is full of liquid and you need to get the liquid out. You guys are not middle class enough if you don't know why I need a tofu press.
I'm so middle class, I eat pheasant for every meal. Shut up.
I replaced all my bed covers with tweeds.
Yeah.
Do you know what the really weird thing is?
Itch on your butt.
I'd be getting no sleep
whatsoever. There was a good point like a year and a half ago where I ate pheasant almost every meal. There's a
That's disgusting.
Press.
Well, whilst you're having your pheasant,
like
I'm going to have my lovely press.
I think I understand what it does.
So we're on this island.
Yeah.
It's a desert island. Yeah. So I'm guessing we're running low on... fresh water.
Yeah, we've got fuck all tofu, to be perfectly honest. Like, more fool Lizzie. Yeah. It's just...
So, Jamie's got a plantation, which is growing, like, all sorts of different things, but we do have to barter with them.
It's easiest setting up a podcast. Yeah. Oh, I've got a plantation, too, my few hours.
Yeah.
We're on a middle-class island. Jamie is definitely growing edamame beans. From there, I can make my tofu, thank you.
Well, because you're living on the island, he definitely is, because he wants to extort you somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to exchange him for it, but we'll work it out.
Your tofu press.
Yeah, he can use my tofu press as well.
And like, I slightly feel for Hannibal Lecter, who lives on our island as well. Yeah. He's a big fan of more of the raw meat diet, unfortunately. So tofu's not really going to cut it for him.
He might be able to do other things with the tofu press, but I don't want any meat products in it.
Yeah.
Bring one for Hannibal too, then.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger as well. He can chop up the tofu into little pieces.
Yeah, quite nice and clean.
Yeah, that'd be really handy.
I'm trying to remember. There's a million and one honey badger charging around.
Yeah. Honey badgers have all bred, have they?
Yeah.
They definitely don't want tofu. It's all about honey and
human flesh. I'm going to be well fed. I'm going to have all the protein. I'm going to be buff as fuck. Because I've got my tofu press. So there you go. So what are you guys bringing?
I'm going to bring a story, which is a memory of the most middle class thing I've ever seen. I've ever experienced. It was back in a dear time in my life when me and Beatty used to work together. Happy days.
I don't know what the story is.
So, we used to work together in a very well known supermarket. And at one point, my job was to staff the wines and spirits aisle, which I took great pride in.
You did.
It
was beautifully done. Beautiful.
It was always beautiful. Fine.
And it's also one of the biggest wines and spirit aisles in the area.
Yeah.
Thanks to the locals.
Yeah, I mean, but
it's biggest, but it's not. There's no quality in it.
Yeah, and I think that's really the problem that I had. I was hungover on a Saturday morning. And so, a well-to-do lady came in. It was not in the most salubrious area of town, possibly worth saying.
Uh-huh.
A range of Lambrini, Buckfast.
They've just recently got cider. Sriracha sauce in.
Oh, right, okay. So the booze was not particularly...
It's 2019 and they've got sriracha sauce. Yeah.
So the booze selection wasn't great. And this woman sort of ambled over to me wearing, I remember her wearing, some kind of, cashmere accessories, ambles over to me and said, "Excuse me, can you recommend something to go with pheasant?" I'm clutching a bottle, two bottles of Lambrini. I'm I'm not sure this is going to cut it. I remember telling that story to a good friend later on. I've probably told it on this podcast before, but fuck it, I reuse content all the time.
Yeah.
And a few years later, I was telling that. And I was I just didn't know what to say. What can you recommend to go with pheasant? And he just went, "A fucking reality check." I was if only I was that witty. But I'm no stranger to my own little middle class, peccadillos these days, as it were.
Yeah.
Enjoy, obviously enjoy a bit of antiques and art hunting.
And I had Lovejoy.
A very, very long-standing addiction to Waitrose hummus as well. Might have grown up in the mean streets of Dunfermline, but the finer parts of life now.
What's the difference?
Tell you what, you can tell you live in another country.
What's that? Yeah, exactly.
The exotic lands.
Well, it was Glasgow. It was off Byers Road.
You see, what's the difference between Waitrose hummus and any other supermarkets?
Honestly, their hummus for a period of time was deliciously creamy, very tasty.
A lot of tahini in it.
I still think, I'm afraid, the best hummus you're ever going to find, and it pains me to say it, is in my sister's house. She makes the best hummus.
She does actually make pretty good hummus,
Yeah, she makes good hummus.
Do you know how she does it? She makes it when the chickpeas are still warm, because she uses chickpeas that she's cooked from dried. It's very clever. Makes it very smooth. Kutch!
Yeah.
What are you bringing to your item?
So, I'm going to bring along one of my favourite little... going to bring a whole big thing with me. I don't know how I'm getting it there, but I'm going to bring along my favourite middle class place in all of Dunfermline. It's actually probably more a time and a place. It's Sunday mornings at Woodlee Farm. Just outside Crosgate.
Yeah. Oh my 100%. God.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Buying your sourdough.
You know what? It's a farm, it's a local chicken farm, but they also have a bakery and it's banging, absolute banging. It's sourdough bread. They do different types. They do a sourdough white, a sourdough wholemeal, they do a 50-50.
So good.
They do rye bread.
It's 50-50 the same as you get Mighty White. 50-50.
Yeah, pretty much. It
best
is.
Of both.
Yeah, best
it's,
of both.
It's rather than it being all whole wheat, it's half and half. It's literally that. They do a rye, a really good rye bread, but it's a little bit out the way. You've got to make the journey there. It's a little bit dear. It's £3
a loaf.
That's
part of the middle classness.
I know, that's it. You get to go out of town.
How did you get there, Kutch?
Oh, I got there.
On a tandem bicycle?
Well, exactly. Well,
with a basket on the front.
Either a tandem bicycle, or I got there in my sort of, what is it, car on stilts, whatever brand you want, a Vauxhall.
I meant just because you'd cycled there, that in itself.
The amount of big SUVs family SUVs that are in that car park. Me and my little Kia, I park and then I can't see where the fuck I'm going to get out because of all the massive cars round about me.
They need them though because they've got gravel in them.
Oh, and there's also gravel at the.
Hold on a second, Roddy, have you seen Hamish?
Honestly, I was there on Sunday, and again, I say, I love the place. It's great. They've got all this great bread, and I fucking love bread. Love good quality bread. It is a vice.
What about Mother's Pride? Don't like that, do you?
You know what? Actually, a bit of Mother's Pride every now and then.
Good.
Oh, that crossed.
Yep. See with soup. Mother's Pride with soup.
A patriot. Yeah, fucking love our boys.
A good old-fashioned plain loaf.
Tommy.
Makes the best toast.
Aye, Mother Pride does. Yes. But see with tomato soup. Cream of tomato.
Heinz, obviously. Out of can.
Or yeah. Campbell's condensed.
Oh, you're going traditional there. Patriotic.
And then a bit of Mother's Pride with just a wee bit of butter on it. Oh, that's the...
I feel we've strayed away from our middle-class
anyway,
chat.
Yeah, so...
No, we've actually taken it to really being very middle class. And then reverting back to our formative years.
Yeah. I was in there Sunday. The queue was round, so they've now got a little fruit and veg market. Fresh fruit and veg. The queue was all the way around there. It was out down the shop. But as you join the queue that's going down the courtyard, they've now got a little coffee shop, a little artisan coffee shop at the side
as
well.
That's clever, isn't it?
And the local little brewery from Limekilns, the Brew Shed, selling beer to you on one side, and they've got the lovely guys from Fife Honey there, and you're spending £8 on a little jar of honey, yeah. And
actually used to be your name, wasn't it? You were Fife Honey of the
Fife Honey, yeah, 2015, yeah, Fife Honey Boo Boo.
It was the hair.
£8 an hour.
Stood at Woodley.
on the wooden shed.
But yeah, the queue of people that were there, it was the most middle class people that I've stood in a queue with. Like everything about everybody. I'm just sitting there like, am I that middle class? Am I a pretender to the throne? I don't know. There was definitely imposter syndrome going on.
And do you know what they're going to do with their lovely sourdough when they get it home?
Toast it with some focaccia. Oh, they do focaccia as well. That's what else they do.
Do you know what they're going to put on their toast?
Avocado.
Fucking avocado.
Avocado. And get a splinter from their avocado seed. Yep.
And end up with an infection.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm going to bring. I'm going to bring my favourite middle-class bakery in Dunfermline.
Perfect.
Beatty.
So, I've been struggling with this, to be honest.
You? With your middle class haircut and your middle class beards, and
I would bring my own on tap barber.
I bet you bloody would.
On tap barber, and he's dressed traditionally, and he'll do my beard at a moment's notice.
Does he have a set of beard oils with him?
It's essential.
So much, yeah.
Was that an essential oils joke there, Lizzie?
I tried.
No, I got it. I was there with you. I
didn't want to point it out in case nobody else had got it, but thanks, Mark.
Nah, I'm good.
So I'm split between an old traditional barber. We're not traditional, they're all fairly new, but that kind of barber, or having USB in everything.
That's a good idea.
Because generally when I'm everything I own, down to underwear and jeans, needs charged. It's kind of ridiculous. I was thinking the other day, I've got my phone that needs charged, and my tablet needs charged, and I was going to take my Bluetooth headphones out, but they need charged. Yeah. And I was like, for fuck's sake.
Anything that doesn't need charging. Yeah,
and it's just everything that I also own has a USB port you can plug into and charge.
It's when you look at the four bank down the side of your bed, and it's just filled with, the dual blocks on top of it filled USB with USB plugs.
Yes, that is essentially. I've got a USB block next to my bed, and it's got 9 different cables hanging over in case I need to charge the Fitbit that I haven't worn in 6 months.
I'm currently redoing some of the electrics on the boat, and they it's like the normal sort of plugs that I've got. And I was like, I'm just going to take them out. I'm just going to put USB plugs in because that's all I need.
That's pretty much
just
it.
USBs.
I mean, you even get a George Foreman that runs off USB. Sorry.
Yeah, I've got lights.
George Formby that runs off USBs.
Some of my lights that I have on the boat, I could plug into a USB. I'm just going to take the normal 3-prong sockets out. They just take up too much space.
Fair enough.
But It is a middle class thing. You're running about with a device in one hand that's like at 2%, right? And you've got useless apps running on it. I need to refresh Facebook. On the other hand, you've got like a floppy cable. I need to plug this in somewhere. You plug in your TV.
I'm currently sat at my laptop, which is plugged into the mains, holding my phone, which is plugged into my laptop.
You're daisy chaining the fuck out of it.
Literally just going through and out the other side.
Which one of your appliances is Lucky Pierre? Nobody knows that.
Nope.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, I know what daisy chaining is in that sense, however. Yeah. But
Lucky Pierre is sort of, is one part.
The middle one.
Really? I didn't know that. Right, okay.
Darwin Dictionary, people.
Every day's a school day.
Yeah.
So, Lucky Pierre.
I regularly have little, like, middle class tantrums. I was like, where shall I plug this USB in?
I just don't know where to go.
I haven't got an adapter for it. So, like, we were up in Finhorn recently, me and Shona for a holiday, and I'm like, I needed to plug it in somewhere. And at home, I know where to go. I've got like 9 devices with like 9 different USB ports, so I can always charge it. But you're looking behind Team Freeze, like, why doesn't it have a USB port? Yeah. Fucking 2019.
Or if you're on a bus or a train and it's a slightly older carriage.
And it doesn't have a USB port on it.
For fuck's sake.
Can I just say, you want to try being on the Calmac fucking ferry? There are about 7 plug sockets on the entirety of the Calmac ferry. Okay. And unless you are the first person on, you will find something plugged into all of those fucking plug sockets.
Yeah. That's why you need to bring some 4 banks with you. Yeah. Like 12.
Like tomorrow, I'm going for the ferry in the morning and I'll go, like, because it's 2.5 hours. You need something to do. Otherwise, alternatively, I could spend 2.5 hours vomiting, of course, which is a possibility. But if I'm not vomiting, I'll download some stuff and want to sit and watch it. But I need to plug my laptop in and I could literally run onto the ferry. You see people doing it. Everybody's like, get out of my way! Because they're going for the 2 seats that I've got plug sockets next to them.
B, you've raised a very important question. And also, why does every fucking appliance need to go on the internet now? It's like I've bought a blender. Connect to your Wi-Fi. Why? Why the fuck do we need to connect a blender to the Wi-Fi?
It's pointless.
So you can turn it on from your bed in the morning with your
app. To make your avocado.
With your blender app. Yeah, to make your avocado
I don't
paste.
Like avocado. I think it's overrated. And nice in guacamole.
Yes, that's the only use for avocado is guacamole. But I do put guacamole avocado on my toast, which is weird, but I like it.
So I think if you refer back to your story, Mark, about the woman in like the mink coat, like if you just place that instead of her holding like a pheasant, like, what will go with my pheasant?
Yeah, exactly.
You speak it. I was like, where will I charge my phone now?
Yeah, go to Cleo's next door. I don't know.
So yeah, basically, yeah.
It's funny. I kind of had that predicament when we were in the pub earlier because I had my laptop out and I was doing like a couple of emails and noticed my battery was getting low and I was kind of like, oh, I could just put. Oh no. The commercial is a proper old school pub.
Proper pub.
Yeah, proper pub. There's no plugs. And I quite like the fact that it's got no pub plugs in it. But at the same time, I did kind of have a bit of a, like a, just a fucking
a
plug socket. Just a little bit of like a, I just want a plug socket.
Yeah.
But actually, you know what? I like that there's a place in town where you can
switch off.
Or once your battery's dead, you've got no choice.
Just send drink, like a real man.
Yeah, exactly. Solve all your problems.
You could have a pint and go, I'm a wee bit bored, get your phone instead. Oh, fuck's sake.
Wait, do I have to talk to the other guy?
2019.
Oh, no, God. We're here for drinking, not talking.
Yeah.
Drinking and Tinder, that's what pubs are for.
All right. I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, these two are married.
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't stop other men, just saying.
Yeah, okay, well.
I had one last thing to leave you guys with.
All right, okay.
Which is a great Daily Mirror story. So, mum who used bonus credit cards for designer vagina facing jail for punching man. And I think that's like ingenious in two particular ways. Like she's got her procedure. Because she's used a bogus credit card, but she's also got one that offers her cash back. It's a walk.
Oh my God.
I want to apologise to the listeners. We don't all think like that.
The Daily Mail, do you remember the Daily Sport used to be like that? Sport, ridiculous headlines. And that's what the Daily Mail is now.
Yeah, like, it really
it's
is.
It's like 400 word titles. Like, you spend half the time reading the title.
It's mostly the story, like, yeah.
Oh, I've got the story now. It's ridiculous.
It's either that or the headline has nothing to do with the story. That's the other thing the Daily Mail is quite good at. They give you this like outrageous headline and then you go into the story and it's like, wait, what? Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Aye, right, okay. Well, we're definitely running long, so...
So you've potentially got more you can use?
Maybe. We'll see how I do. I might just chuck it all out. We'll see.
Nah, just make like a 7-hour podcast. People will definitely listen to that.
You would.
Yeah, we'd die.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm driving or something. I drive to Harris and back, like, sometimes twice a weekend. I need car material.
And that is about 7 hours or so, isn't it? So, yeah.
To Paris?
Yeah.
Harris.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, we all live on islands where you just drive family vehicles.
And you know the most fucking mental thing? Lewis and Harris aren't even separate islands. They're the same
they're
one.
Not, no.
Yeah, it's not even like there's a
really
stream between
them. What really freaky might be is, when I go to Harris, I actually go to somewhere called Scalpy, which is an island, and I have to go over a really big fucking bridge.
Oh, the new Amstel advert.
I don't know where... I don't get this whole thing with bridges. I've never got it.
Because you don't. Oh.
I
know it's hard for you to. It's hard for you to accept your bridge phobia.
He's only going to write it down in his journal again.
I don't know, I have a fear of heights.
No. So yeah, listeners, this is a bit of a personal joke, but Beatty is afraid of bridges.
All bridges, including Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges, his brother Bo Bridges. Yeah. he doesn't like bridges.
Yeah. I have absolutely no problem with bridges. I find them extremely handy for, you know, getting across water. Well,
some of my best friends are bridges.
I regularly find USB ports on my walk across the bridge so I can stay connected.
That's what they didn't install in the new fucking bridge. No fucking USB ports.
Oh, that'll be fucking next. They'll close one lane again. And then spend five weeks of nights. Oh, ridiculous.
Installing you. Oh, I can't even imagine how that would work.
Honestly, like, the bridge has been open for like 15 years now and they're still finishing it off.
A year at best.
Nine.
No, it's definitely 15. Okay, for sure.
Absolutely.
But they're still doing stuff to it. It's like, did you finish this bridge at all? It'll hold, mate. It'll hold. Just go for it.
It's like when you go round Cutch's for dinner, eh?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Right, I'm going to bring this to a fucking wrap. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
So, where can people find us, Jamie?
They can find us on the internet. Just Google us, Fife Club. You'll find all that you need.
Such a fucking cop out.
You can use Google.
Yeah.
You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your Google Home Mini, Alexa.
There's that. I think there's some kind of Instagramming.
There is one. It doesn't get used a lot. Yeah. Look, find us on Instagram as Fife Club.
MySpace.
No, there's not one there. Facebook.
MySpace
as Fife Club.
Grindr. From
Grindr as M. Penman.
I've got love for everyone.
Bebo,
yeah, we're on Bebo.
Friends Reunited.
Friends Reunited, we're there as well. Where else? Yahoo Clubs. Yahoo Clubs.
LinkedIn.
Yahoo Answers,
yeah. We're on GeoCities. Where else?
You can probably just ask Jeeves.
So if you log into Netscape Navigator,
ask Jeeves.com
and ask him very politely, Dear Jeeves, where can I find the latest Fife Club podcast release?
Cockfast
release. Wait 3 days for your modem to connect. It'll take you to a Usenet group. Yeah.
That was a really, really long walk, guys.
Yeah.
So anyway, that brings me to the time of the night where I have to ask.
Oh, fuck.
Lizzie, what's the motto this week?
Shit. I don't know. Be really careful with avocado stones because you might end up needing a minor surgical procedure.
Oh, don't stick them up your arse. Yeah.
That's when I pass to your kid, mate. Listen, I don't know what you call it. We'll call her Cutchet. Sit down, Cutchet. I've got something to tell you. Be careful where you put your avocado seeds.
Good night.
Bye.
Hello, I'm listening.
Okay, Mark, that's freaky weird. Stop it.
Hello, Roz.
You've got to remember, Roz? I am listening.
Roz.
Niles!
Oh, for goodness Eddie, would you get out of here? Mind your mouth.
Right. Hello, Fife fans. Welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based cop. I'm done.
I'm the scat man.
Which actually is your brother's name.
What, scat man?
Oh, right.
Right.